She was one of the last great Italian divas. Soprano Magda Olivero died in Milan, Italy yesterday. She was 104. Olivero never had a glitzy recording career, but she did have something her contemporaries didn't: longevity. NPR's Tom Heisinger has this remembrance of Olivero, who sang professionally for more than seven decades.
Before we go any further, you must hear Magda Olivero. That's Olivero singing Puccini in concert at age 62. She'd go on singing for another 30-some years. Renee Fleming, one of today's reigning divas, is so crazy about Olivero, she made a pilgrimage to Milan to see her a few years ago when the soprano was then a spry 94.
She gave me a breathing lesson. She is such an inspiration. She does an unbelievable mezzo di voce and an aria from Di Lorelei on a high C that, you know, I could never hope to do. It's perfection.
Magda Olivero was born in the northern Italian town of Saluzzo in 1910. She studied in Turin, where she made her operatic debut in 1933. 5 years later, she made a big impression, singing the slave girl Liu in the first complete recording of Puccini's Turandot. Olivero's flickering vibrato may not suit everyone these days, but Renee Fleming is among the legions of cult followers who thrill to Olivero's meticulous command of volume and her penetrating drama.
I actually love her sound, and I always have the sense when I hear her recordings that she's singing just for me.
That 1940 performance of La Traviata came just a year before Olivero put her career on hold and got married. 10 years later, she reemerged, Renee Fleming says, as if nothing had happened.
I said to her, I said, "Were you frightened?" I said, "How did you feel coming back after 10 years? She said, "No, I wasn't frightened because I never felt that I was singing. I felt that I was acting." And she said, "My technique was so solid, I never had to think about it." I just sat there with my jaw on the floor thinking, wow.
Olivero was coaxed back on the stage in 1951 at the dying request of composer Francesco Cilea to sing Adriana Lecouvreur, which would become a signature role. After her comeback, Olivero went from strength to strength, recordings on big labels, and finally, in 1975, making her highly anticipated Metropolitan Opera debut. She was in her mid-60s then, at an age when many opera singers have already retired. Olivero gave up the opera stage in her early 70s, but she kept right on singing. She once said her main role in life was to sing, wherever and to whomever. She made good on that motto just a few years ago by singing a scene from Francesca da Rimini at age 99. Now, the notes might be a little shaky, but the support and breath control are still amazingly intact. Magda Olivero was truly the last of the great Italian divas, an intensely dramatic presence that shines on in her recordings, whether she made them in her 20s or her 90s. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.
You can hear more from Magda Olivero at our website, nprmusic.org.